This is Passport to Texas. White nose syndrome is headed to Texas.
This disease has the potential to impact over half of our North American bat species.
Mylia Bayless is a conservation biologist with Bat Conservation International, also known as BCI. Little is clear about the disease other than it's a fungus that's killed about 1 million hibernating bats, mostly in the Northeast, since its discovery in New York State in 2006. As of June 15th of this year, the disease has affected 9 species of bats in 14 states. In May, it was confirmed in Oklahoma, poised on Texas' doorstep.
So what we're trying to do right now is to implement a surveillance plan.
John Young is a non-game mammalogist for Parks and Wildlife. He's enlisting the help of BCI, the Texas Department of Health, universities, and other organizations to help monitor the disease's progression. So far, it's not been found in Texas.
We have taken a bit of a proactive stance on our wildlife management areas and some of our state parks where we're looking at closing cave access if there's bats presence, but that won't be all of the caves that we have because some don't have bats and it'll only be a select number of caves.
You can find detailed information about your role in limiting the spread of this disease in Texas on PassportToTexas.org. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.